This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, January 2nd. Well, happy new year. We hope 2024 is healthy and prosperous for everyone. And hope we can regain some of these losses that in cattle that we lost over the last few months of 2023. That was pretty brutal to see the markets give up everything it had gained throughout the first 9 months of the year. So coming out of last week, we saw live cattle were up 362 on the week. Feeder cattle front month were down 45 cents. So not big movements there. December cattle expired well above the Feb cattle at a pretty wide spread to the Feb. So likely the Feb is going to try to come back up and reach where the December went off the board. In the cash trade last week, we saw the Fed trade averaging around 172. That was up 2 on the week. Dress trade at 273 was up 3. Box beef values were mixed. We had the choice down 157 at 290. Select was up 109 at 260. The spread lost at 266. We're sitting at 29.38. Movement was 94 loads. And for the week, we had 405 loads moved. That's a light week, but of course one of those days was a holiday. Slaughter rate on Friday, we're at 125,000 head. For the week, 475,000. That compares to the previous week at 614 and the previous year at 499. So we're still 24,000 below where we were a year ago. Dressed weights on the week were at 847 pounds. That was up 1 on the week and up 15 over a year ago. In the daily feeder cattle index, we only sold 670 head nationwide on or of the auction yards that are included in the average. It's a very light number, but the prices were at 229.31, which is well above the average 7-day average at 215.98. And that was down $1.73. So the average is still being drug lower by the previous day's averages. But on Friday, we were significantly higher, but again, very light volume. So that's not going to have that big of an impact on the broader 7-day average. In getting back to box beef, for the week, the choice was down $3. Select was down $1. So it's, again, slightly lower, but not a huge move in those values. Export sales report last week showed beef sales at 13,700, pretty respectable number. We saw Japan take 3,500, South Korea took 4,700. In pork export sales, a very strong 47,800 tons. Mexico took 21,900, Japan 9,200, Australia 3,900, Canada took 3,500, South Korea took 2,700. So pork sales have been just huge over these last several weeks for the most part. Beef has done okay. It hasn't been stellar, but supplies are tight. So we don't expect to see those numbers be all that large. So moving forward, it looks like, you know, the markets have tried to stabilize here. Feeder cattle have had the longest rally since this whole sell-off began. But it's also spent its entire holiday season bumping up against an old low. So it's clearly finding some resistance there. And my guess is that the market will pull back here, at least to correct from this rally. Pretty good chance that we'll test the lows. But at this point, because the market has spent a fair amount of time rallying, that the downward momentum has been eased somewhat. So, you know, we could come down and test the lows, but I don't think we'll see another major leg down. And live cattle as well have spent their holiday season bumping up against some resistance levels. So the December contract closed very strong, and that will probably offer some support to the Feb. But again, we've stabilized here at a resistance levels. The likelihood that the market will pull back, I think, is fairly high. And again, there too, I don't think we're going to see new lows in the futures. At worst, we'll retest the lows that were established in early December. So looking for some stabilization, but at the same time, you know, the market seems to be running out of gas up here. I would expect that you'll see a fairly large movement of calves in the first couple weeks of January. That's kind of typically what happens. After the first of the year, you tend to see big auctions, big sales, a lot of background of calves moving into the sale barns before the calving season begins. So I would expect to see some pressure, at least these next couple weeks just simply because of a lot of calves coming into the market. After that, you know, we're getting into the spring. We'll be looking at grazing conditions just around the corner and, you know, moisture conditions across southern plains all the way up into the northern plains are in much better shape than they were a year ago. So my outlook is that we're going to see grass perform well, at least in the beginning of the grazing season. And demand for calves, I think, is really going to step up to put on grass. And those calves simply are not going to be there because placements have been heavy in the fall. And, you know, it doesn't appear that we're finding a lot of heifer retention. January inventory report will give us a snapshot of that. So it's just a matter of waiting for that report to kind of get a feel for where we're at. But I do think grazing opportunities are going to be good and that demand for calves should be strong as we head into the spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.